Dream Team's alright with me. Dream Team's alright. Oh yeah. I'm Roy. I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Yeah, coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Calvin.
Calvin out of the green vest.
Out of the green vest. Oh, really? That is amazing. We better find out why. Warn Dog, what's going on?
Well, I'm in the green vest because I had an absolute awful score. I ended up with 1842.
Oh my God.
Absolutely pathetic. To be honest, I thought going into these bye rounds that an 1800 would be about right.
Yeah.
But
you were wrong.
It was, a long way off. So I had an awful, awful, awful round. Oh, Calvin, yours was better, wasn't it?
1921, but geez, I had some rotters in that. And I'm talking 30s and 40s that I had to keep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but Troy, you got the King Crown again.
Yeah, well, I was solid. I got 1927, which...
That sounds like
a familiar number.
It is. Look, I've done a bit of research. 1927. 1927. I love 1927.
You're an old man.
And you know who did do it for me?
Who?
Boydie.
Oh, Boydie.
And Barlow, the two guys I brought in. They were fantastic. You know who didn't do it for me? Borley.
Luke Ball.
All right, well, that sounds like a great segue to get into our plus threes for this week.
Great.
So,
Roy,
who was your plus three then
out of that? I'm going to stick with tradition and award it to a deserving player that I got in this week, Matthew Boyd.
Oh, yes.
Slightly risky coming off his injury, but low break even and smashed out a beauty. So, Boydie got my plus three.
Correct answer. Yeah. Oh, for me, God, my plus three. I struggled to find one. I didn't want to say all those big guys. Swanee and Ablett were good. And also Goddard was awesome too. But I did have to say the bomb, Jager Bomb O'Meara.
Yeah, nice.
So he ended up with 106 in potentially his last outing for the Warn Dogs.
Yeah,
That's incredibly sad because like he's break even, he's still achievable this week. But he's got the bye.
I reckon he might be a big issue that we talk about later on.
Coming up. Yeah, now for me, got to risk it to get the biscuit like you did, Troy. Lundberger. I've sat him on the
pod.
And look, he only got 91 for me, but for a guy that's been sitting to come back with his sore thumb, plus three, I'll tell you what, I was pumped. Like, at half time, he had like 60 or something, like maybe 50, I may be exaggerating it a bit, but yeah, he was killing it. So 91, I was pretty happy
with
the return.
Very, very good hold. Yeah. Right, negative three. So, Roy, what did you end up with your bad boy?
Right, now, you guys know how I sook a bit and stuff.
No.
Doesn't sound like you.
Well, can I just have 5 seconds here?
Go.
My negative three goes to Luke Ball, who I've been giving massive raps to.
Yep.
He was my fifth.
Yep.
Late withdrawal premium in 5 weeks.
Yep.
Ouch.
So, you know how I was going well on Saturday, early Sunday? You know, we were saying, yeah, you're going well, Roy. You know, I just knew that something was going to happen.
Yeah.
I've been taught to believe these things.
Yep.
So, Luke Ball, negative three. I'm a bit over that. Warn?
Well, helping me get outside the top 1,000 this week was my, again, fantastic trading. How good am I at trading? I'm bloody fantastic.
You are one of the best at it.
And I can't split them because they're both pathetic.
You can't double it up, can you?
Oh, do it, dog. He's doing it.
Well, okay. I won't say. I've got Birchall and Fife, all right?
Okay.
Oh, well, you are allowed to do it.
Maybe I won't go with Birchall because I probably should have known that he was a spaz anyway.
Yep.
Because he's been pretty awful. But Fifey. Jeez. Fifey ticked a lot of boxes because I already had Barlow. So all you guys that got him in last week, yeah, good work. That's what I've had for the last few weeks. I go and eat one. But, so I'm going to have to say Fifey is my real negative three there. 77 points, pretty disappointing against Brisbane when you thought that could have been one of his games that he could have had a pretty good score that might have bumped his average a little bit for me. So, yeah, pretty ordinary. What about you?
Well, mate,
Ater.
I'm sharing the same spot as you here, Troy.
Yep.
Burgoyne.
Oh, my
44.
God.
44. What the hell is that? What is wrong with the Hawks back there?
Do you know what? He had 24 or so, 22, 24 at quarter time.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so
he was killing it.
He was on track.
Yeah, and not even a vest, nothing. He's just a legit spud.
He is just the whipping boy. He will go wherever
they
need a whole field, and it happened to be deep in defence doing nothing.
It was dead set terrible. So, look, he has to get it for me. I had a couple of other guys too, but I only like counting out one. I don't like the dog over here.
Oh, all right. But at least you scored all right this week.
I'm tempted to actually give him the arse for that.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
You don't go chipping him with 44.
You're right.
Bro, Calvin.
look.
A big thing.
Look, this coming up now, round 13, it's D-Day. It's I call
huge.
It... I call it Death Round. Death Round.
We all knew it was coming.
Well, we did. Death Round coming up. And it's going to be massive. Everyone is going to be scraping the barrel this week. And hopefully everyone's going to have 18 guys playing. Like, that's the biggest thing. Right now, if I was to have put my full team on the park, I've got about 16, maybe 17. And that's with a few spuds there as well. So I don't know how you guys are looking heading in.
Yeah, well, I thought that people might be struggling a bit, but it sounds like a lot of people are there, and they've done some pretty good planning, I think, over the last couple of weeks. When you look across the thing, I did a little bit of a search on the old assistant coach to have a look at the most popular players selected, and the top three, Ablett, Goddard and O'Meara. So they've all got the bye this week, but you look at those guys, the teams that have got them, Adelaide, you know, probably not too many players there, but a lot of people might have Dangerfield sitting in their midfield. Carlton, so you've got Gibbsy back there.
You may have Cruiser in the ruck.
Cruiser in the ruck. But Collingwood and Essendon and Gold Coast are the three big dogs there. Pies, I reckon there'd be a fair chunk of the competition with both Swan and Pendles. And then you throw in there with an Essendon guy, a lot of people would have either a Stanton or a Watson. And then obviously everyone's got Gaz. So you gotta, if you've got three or less, you've done pretty well, and you're probably looking all right in that midfield.
Look, even some names you missed out. People were relying on Caff, they're relying on Dwyer, and also Heppel, and many of the good teams have obviously got him there too. So, look, it's got to be absolute carnage.
I wasn't even thinking about the other positions, I was just thinking the midfield.
Yeah, well...
And so that midfield is just a beast. And that's where our scoring comes from, and that's where this round is going to be absolutely hell.
And everyone picked up Nichols.
Yeah.
So he's another guy to throw in the mix.
Not in the midfield, though.
No.
You're missing my point. But yes, Calvin, we've got a lot of players out across every line. However, apparently the midfield's pretty full.
Yeah, it is.
Guys. It is.
It is.
So, and look, I'm sitting pretty well. I use my footy nerd thing, right?
Yep.
And so I've made sacrifices over these bye rounds to make sure. Do you want to hear what my split was, actually? 20-20-20 available.
Yep.
Now, I worked hard to get that, and I did make sacrifices to get that. However, do you know what trap I've fallen into? I've been counting Need and Staker as a player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, together they probably are a player. No, well, they might get 60 between them.
They're not even a player.
No, they're not a player.
So, that is... I have been getting a team on the park, and psychologically, I need that to sleep at night. So, I've done well there. However... Those guys, I can't count them as players.
Sucking though is that some of those guys, like Berger, score. Did he drop out of your team? Oh, probably not in the end.
No, I ended up because of Ball's late withdrawal. I had to take Berger's 44 and Need's 40.
Oh God!
Yeah, it's disgusting.
And so you can hope that you know those players might drop out of that. But yeah, this week's going to be a much, much, much different story. So you need to be. You need to be thinking about that massively and hopefully, I don't know, our trading. What do we think about our trading for this?
Well, you're obviously looking to dump out guys and bring in guys who've had the bye, yeah? La-di-da.
Yeah.
That's where your Jagger O'Meara is in huge danger this week. You've already talked about the midfield the carnage in that.
He's another one in the midfield.
A guy like Jagger, as sad as it is, and I think that he is the best rookie...
For sure.
So far this year, of course, there's Tom
Mitchell.
And I think
he still will be.
I think he has to be as well. Yep. Like, as far as the fact that he's played, every game so far, he's worth over 400. He's got to go, and it's so sad, but I think he's got to go this week, and that's the trade I'm going to be looking to do. And the other trade I'm looking at is in my back line.
Ooh.
My boy.
Hutchie?
He's got to go, Roy.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He's got to go. I can't have that back there.
Where's your loyalty?
And what are you going to be able to do with him? Have you got some cash?
No, I'm going to trade him in for a bag of chips, maybe some sauce.
Not much. You get the sauce.
Well, I think if I go with Jag, I can get him out. And with Roy's permission, I may be looking to go Hutchie to...
Ellis?
Yep.
Yeah, oh, good really? Boy.
I think
about
I might.
Time.
Why not?
Time.
He is a beast.
I know. I've been talking about him for weeks and no one's listening.
Well, I am listening, Roy.
Oh, good on you. About time.
So he told me to get Horvath. You tell me to get Ellis.
Oh, you know what?
What
you know
about the VAT?
Just one thing. You know how we're talking about sacrifices through the buys?
Yep.
This was against my greater judgment. However, I had to do it. I got rid of the Jaeger bomb last week.
Oh, yeah, well...
Yeah, and it hurt watching him go well, and I knew he would go well, But yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I had to. Yeah. I wouldn't have looked too good this week had I not done that. So.
Well, yeah, it's setting yourself up. Thankfully, a little kick in the guts for it. Yeah, but,
thankfully Barlow outscored him. Otherwise, definitely.
That would have hurt. That was like my stand move the other week. Yeah.
Now with the with old mate O'Meara, him going, the no brainer is to go him down to Tom Mitchell. Yep. If you haven't got him yet, do you have him, Calvin?
I haven't got him yet.
Is that what you're going to do to you?
Definitely reckon? Doing that, dog.
So yeah, Tom Mitchell's a no brainer there. Obviously, we probably don't need to talk any more about him because we know he's a gun. Probably not a bad sideways. Well, you downgrade obviously to him, but. If you're banking on O'Meara sitting there, well, Mitchell's pretty much the same kind of player by the looks of it at the moment. So they're going to return about the same. If not, Mitchell could be a little bit more, especially if we hear about him and those big numbers, you know, continuing on. So there are other ones. But there might be a couple of guys that hold some keys to some people. Now, you've got the VAT, Calvin.
I do. I've got him, dog. I love having him there.
Rovat might come in this week. Who knows? You know, if he does come in, he could solve a lot of problems for people. I know... If he comes in, he can fix my team in a lot of positions there. Like whether that's just a little downgrade to him, just to be a cover, just to gain some cash. Because I'm like a lot of other people that picked up Mitchell, you know, before he scored that.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Oh, right.
Don't go there.
Look at me when you say that.
It's going to be interesting. Teams are going to be huge this week. If he can get a game, that changes things a bit. If he doesn't. Then it's back to the drawing board, I know, for me and probably a lot of other coaches too. So, other trading options. Roy, have you been looking at any big primos?
Yeah, I certainly have. Now, can I just have a moment to brag quickly? I gave my top four last week. Barlow, Ellis, Corns and Boyd. Now, I didn't realise this until Warnie was talking about it earlier. You dodged everything I recommended last week and picked up those other Muppets.
Well, okay.
Can you just explain your lack of faith in me?
Yep. This would be good.
Ellis. Your ranking.
Ellis,
because...
You went Birchall.
Yeah, I went Birchall.
Why?
Because he's been a premium in the past. I don't know. Ellis, that was probably just an oversight. Stupid okay. Friday afternoon trading.
Okay, that's all right. What about Boydie? I had Boydie in there instead of Fife.
Because he's got old man calves.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
That's why I didn't touch him.
Yep, okay. So what you're asking is who we should be looking at this week.
Yes,
now, all right, I might follow you.
Okay, I've ranked them for top four. Now, Calvin, you had a question earlier. Am I backing up with anyone I had last week?
Are you going to have Ellis in there this week?
No, well, I made a rule for myself.
What?
Well, inspired by Calvin Captain's copy-paste every week, I've made a rule that I
can he have say to change that? It. Well, that's all you do, don't you?
Oh, you...
Not this week.
I read some tweets and that's what everyone was saying.
I'm going to write an article this week and it's going to be the best the site's ever seen and I'm going to block you from reading it.
Don't do that.
Yeah, and you can cram it.
Anyway, so the point of my story was I'm just going to mix it up with four that I didn't have last week.
Get to it then.
Okay, Jesus. Now number one, Warndog's already mentioned him, Tom Mitchell. Now, I cannot not have him number one because he's got just about the best average and best break even, best scoring potential.
Number one in Cowboys captains.
Yeah, number one in Cowboys captains.
I'm going to cut and paste your article.
So, Tom Mitchell has to come in. But number two is Brett Deledio. Now, last time he played the Dogs, he had 135. And can I tell you his last five scores, if you don't mind? 134, 124. He had an off one with 53, but then he's backed up with 102, 129. That's back to some of Deledio's beast mode from last year. So, Lids is number two.
Guess what, Roy?
What?
On my Sunday night race trade.
Yeah.
Who came in?
Lids.
Yeah.
Yeah, good call. His break-even's only 73. And he is a bargain. Thanks for that, Warndog. Now, this one you are not going to like, but you have to listen.
You keep going, Roy.
Garrick.
What?
Garrick Ibbotson is coming in at number three.
No.
Bear with me for a second. Ibbotson is averaging 107 in his last three, but this is what I want you to listen to.
170 in his last three?
107 in his last three. Yeah.
Got a little bit excited.
Yeah, well, this will excite you too. His scores at Patterson's this year, 103, 136, 130, 121. Yes, this is the defender, Garrick Ibbotson. Guess how many times he plays there out of his next four games?
Three! No one could see that.
Exactly. That's what I was telling you guys to make you look smart.
Yeah.
Good one, boys. He plays there three times in his next four. Did you hear those numbers?
I did, Roy.
Yeah, so anyway.
Wow.
Garrick, and his marks are ridiculous at the moment. Their draw as well is great. Their draw is fantastic. Have a look at him at number three. High risk, high reward, I call him. Number four, this is based purely on value. Joel Selwood.
Oh, yeah.
He has bottomed out. Where are you, Joel? 430, 600 is priced at.
Yeah.
His break-even is only 68. He's coming off a 132.
Yeah.
He ticks all boxes except one.
What?
His history versus Brisbane is horrendous. Yeah. And that's who he plays this week. But looking at that value, it is hard to ignore. That's me, Warndog.
Just a quick one before you go, though, Troy, because this is the decision I'm in now.
Yep.
Ellis versus Ibbotson. Who do I get?
Well, that is a very tough call. I am going to say Ellis is my boy. He, do you know why? Ellis just plays on a wing.
Yeah.
If a defender for Fremantle is going to be tagged at the moment, it would have to be Ibbotson.
Yeah.
All right. Ellis is so far down the line for a tag. He's playing on a wing. He's just a good player.
Yep.
Get him in. A little bit cheaper too.
Easy. I'll tell you another big issue we got, just quickly. Captains.
Yep. Oh, captains.
Jesus. Now, it's funny you just mentioned those guys there because I did a quick... I've been doing research all week. You know what I'm like. Pretty fussy with it.
You're good at it.
I did. What I'm looking at this week is the top 10 averaging players who aren't playing... Who are playing this week.
Oh, right. So you're not doing a whole lot.
So, Ibbotson is in the top 10 averaging players at the moment who will play this week.
It's ridiculous, isn't
Along it? With DeLids. Guess who the number one averaging player is who's playing this week?
Tom?
It's Tom.
Tom. It would be.
But look, I'll tell you what. A lot of people are saying to me, how about we go him? Now, he plays in Port, against Port at Amy, where he played Adelaide... For that 144.
Oh, no wonder people are getting excited.
So people are getting really excited now.
So history at the ground's pretty good.
Jeez. And look, but at the end of the day, he's still a rookie. Let's not forget that. Do it.
Yeah.
He's still a rookie. Also in that game, you've got Kieran Jack, Ryan O'Keefe, and JPK. All good options. A couple of other options people are talking about. The St Kilda, Rewalt and Montagna against Melbourne.
Yeah.
Very juicy. However, you'll see it in the article, but key forwards don't score very well against Melbourne.
Don't they?
No.
Bolt smashed them last year, though.
Yeah, I'm talking this year. Like, okay. Buddy, Cloak, those guys just don't kick the bag that
Frawley
they thought.
Frawley is out. That is a tick in his favour. Yep. Although, the Vault has gone about a month without scoring 100. Ooh. That's going unnoticed.
Right. So, anyway, I do like Montagna, though. He's a bit of a germ. And, of course, you've got, as you mentioned, Geelong playing Brisbane at the Gabba.
Steve J?
Yeah, his highest is 81 in his last three against them.
And he's probably still got a headache.
Yeah, it's not a huge score, so I don't know where Stevie will feature at this point.
Yeah.
Barlow, obviously, his form, 115 he had last week. It's his lowest score in his last four.
Yeah.
He plays at home against North, who don't tag.
You call him a safe option.
He's incredibly safe, and out of everyone at the moment, just based on his form, the fact that he's at home against a team that doesn't tag, look, it's very safe. But as I said, I've got about 15 guys written on my bit of paper that I'm analysing at the moment. And with guys like Ibbotson's on the bit.
Amazing.
Tom Mitchell, DeLidio, Joel Seld. All the guys you just talked about, Roy, written. 6 p.m. Wednesday night. Kane Corns, he's there.
He would be.
Yep.
He's in unbelievable form.
They're all there.
It's going to be the most read article of the week.
Probably in the history of articles.
Because like people just go, unless you're quite interested, well, who's he going to pick this week, Swan or Adelaide? But no.
No matter what I put, people will go, oh, I knew you was going to do it. I can't win. But
can I just ask you something there? Lee Montagna,
because
he's been scoring quite well, you screwed your face up and called him a germ.
Yes.
If you had him in your team, have said, he's got piglet tendencies, oink, oink,
oink? No, because I'm not that stupid, Roy.
Oh, right.
Other people might, but yeah, look, if you remember from the past, what Montagna does to those bunny teams, he just kills them. Tags will go to Del Santo, but he will just attempt to eat up. So, yeah,
so
you can't go.
If you liked him, you would have given him a little squeak, but...
No.
No.
Dog, any questions
for us?
All right,
let's have a look at a couple of questions here coming off Twitter. Make sure you give us a follow at DT Talk, at WarnieDT, at CalvinDT, and at RoyDT. Get amongst that. But here's one from Griff. He wants to know, if you really want a round 13 premium, so someone that's got to buy this week, is it better to wait to upgrade, settle for the next best, or trade early? Okay, so could you get this round 13 premium in this week? I'd probably advise against that because I think the points coming in. But do you just settle for someone else or do you sort of stick to a plan and try to get them next week, do you think?
I think I would settle for the next best. Like with the amount of trades we've got, you've got the flexibility to do that. We are so starved of players and points this week. I'm saying chase the points, put them in your bank, maybe even grab someone who's going to go up in value and then you might be able to straight swap them across.
I'm in this position to some extent because I badly want Bryce Gibbs back in my team. You know, he is clearly the best defender back there. Not as good as you. He is clearly the best back there. And he would actually, my double trade would fit perfectly cash-wise if I could get him in this week. Do I get him in for the zero, though? I don't think so. I'll wait.
Yeah, good call.
I think so. And that's probably a big thing. And this sort of moves on to a question, not one specific question, but with the Jager bomb, what do we reckon there? Like, can we hold on to him? Can we hold him? Or do we need to trade him? Or what sort of stuff? We'll use our own examples. What are you going to do this week, Roy?
Well, I don't have the bomb anymore.
Oh, that's right.
Because I traded him last week. But I will say this as well. Yes, he has been good and served us well as a rookie. But I don't know what everyone is making a fuss about. That's his first 100 in about 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Yes, he's a brilliant player. And yes, he will score consistent 90s. If you're happy with 90s on your ground as your, you know, in your final midfield, well, good on you. But no, he's done his job. He's got up over 400K. It's time for him to go now.
Oh, I totally agree. And when you can replace him with a guy who's worth 108, who's already had his buy, obviously Tom Mitchell I'm talking about here.
Yep.
Look, why wouldn't you do it? You make 300 grand and Tom Mitchell will probably, for me, will hold my last spot on my ground for my team. So, and at the moment, Jagger's got that. He goes, replaces it. I'm better off with 300 grand in my pocket.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, I'm in a position where he's staying my team at this stage. And so, what that'll, because of other trades that I'll do, because I've got a couple of guys there that I've got Sam Rowe, who was a surprise inclusion last week. How about that? Him and a couple of other guys there that are worth me sort of getting rid of around. I've got cash in the bank to do that. And so what that would actually sit me with is that as my last midfielder on the ground, I'll have Mitchell or O'Meara. And I think that's a great position to be in, to be able to choose between them for the short term anyway. So over the next few weeks, that's not a bad place to be to help me upgrade. But at the moment, upgrading in other lines, it feels like it's a waste of time. I feel like my back line, there's no point in upgrading there at the moment.
Well, that you are spot on there because who are you looking at? Vlorston, Goods, you know, these kind of Turley.
They're doing as much as bloody guys like Birchall that I get in. Or Handley. Far out, I hate this game. I was actually good at this not long ago.
You don't listen to Roy's trade suggestions.
I dropped out of the top of ours. This is terrible. That's pretty much us for the week for the Mad Monday podcast. Thanks for listening. A couple of big things that are coming up. Obviously, we've got our show this week on Thursday night, as normal, at the great old time of 7 p.m. on Thursdays, Australian Eastern Standard Time. So tune into that. Other things, Calvin's Captain's the most read article this week, I reckon.
Look, I'm pretty nervous about it, dog.
Oh, yeah?
Nah, well, I'm not at all.
Are you going to do any little pretty pictures for it?
Yeah, I hope so, dog.
Good.
Well, you know how I like my paint shop.
Hopefully we can see that, but that's what we've got. So make sure you think about your trades. Do your best to try to get at least that 18. Obviously, more is better, but it's all about what we need to do. Just knock that out. Get some actual players in there that you can hopefully score with. And don't just settle for just averageness. Because we're going to have so many big scorers out, I think that's something that you should be thinking of.
Yep.
Any last words there, Calvin?
Nah, just look, if you listen carefully, dog.
Yeah.
The pig's sleeping. The pig is sleeping. It's his bye dog. Let him sleep. Shut up. These people are going to go.
Oh, God. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Give us a rating and a comment and all that sort of stuff. And tell all your friends. Good luck this week.